Proclamation number 5580 of 18th of January, 1953. Spiritual guidance on all paths. So many people have to go through suffering and misery in order to find me, whom they have excluded from their thoughts and without whom they nevertheless cannot live in eternity. This is why suffering and sorrow are to be regarded as grace as long as people are still completely without faith in me, and this is why such suffering and hardship can only be taken away from them once they have found me as a result. I don't want people to have to suffer, but I recognize the necessity to guide them onto the right path through unusual suffering. I recognize their often unbending will which defies me and which I cannot break by force so as not to endanger its perfection. Thus I can only try to change this will through means which ultimately determine people themselves to call upon me in order to then provide them with the evidence through help for their faith that I am from eternity to eternity and am in indissoluble contact with my living creations. Suffering and adversity, however, can also affect believing people, and for these, too, they are means of grace to increase their spiritual maturity. But anyone who believes also endures his suffering with patience and submission to my will, for he is not without realization either. Because a believing person is not without love either, and love has brought in realization. He also lives in this world with spiritually directed senses, and his suffering still gives his soul the final perfection. But where the earthly world is still in the foreground, faith in me is often lost or it becomes a mere form, and then I also know ways and means to let it arise again to new life. Then I also manifestly show myself as the powerful and loving God and Father of eternity if people allow this themselves through intimate contact with me, through the call for help which is sent to me in spirit and in truth. The right faith will always be rewarded by me through an answer to the requests, and the fact that faith can be called right always presupposes love. People's love for their suffering fellow human beings who are to be helped. I truly want to hear your prayers if love for your fellow human being prompts you to call upon me for help. For everything you request out of love will be granted to you. And if your fellow human being's suffering drives you to heartfelt prayer, I will hear and listen to you so that you can now proclaim the power and strength and love of God, the Creator of heaven and earth, who reveals himself to people who believe in him, love him and keep his commandments and are therefore also filled by his Spirit, which now works with his strength. Amen.